Tony, you won a game at the death last week, but it's a different story today.
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah. But, you flirt with fire, sometimes you're going to get burnt, and we got burnt this week. And, we're 10 points up with 10 minutes to go. You'd like to think you can manage a game a bit better than what we did there. And, unfortunately, we didn't manage it in the way that we would have liked. And, Hull threw their chance, their arm, and come up with some, good plays that put us under pressure, and unfortunately we didn't hold up to it.
That was a massive call from the referee to stop the game with 3 seconds on the clock at the end.
Yeah, I'm not going to dispute him doing his job. We just needed to handle and manage the game better than we did throughout that match, and to concede some of the soft tries that we conceded in that first half, it really hurt us.
You conceded off two last tackle plays in that first half. In general, as a coach, is it concerning you that you're conceding far too many points?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah. And whenever you concede more than you score, that makes it even worse. And, we're not happy with our defence, and we weren't last week. And, unfortunately, there were some areas that we didn't improve on enough this week. So, back to hard work again.
You just looked throughout as if you were missing a spark somewhere.
Yeah, probably true. It wasn't there today. I thought we had a few players off their best games, and out of their normal performance levels. And you only need one or two, and it can hurt your team. But have three or four, sometimes it can really punish you.
Challenge Cup coming up. Is that good to have a break from the relentless Super League fixtures?
Oh, no, it's just another game of rugby league. So whether it was Challenge Cup or Super League, we want a good performance. So it won't be a break from anything. It'll be hard work, and roll your sleeves up and get out and put a good performance on next Friday.
And you lost the young Toby King. What's the story there?
Toby's got an ankle injury, hopefully not too severe, but we lost him fairly early in the game, but he should be okay in the next couple of weeks.